Okay, let's get cracking. Today's a very exciting day as we finish off Maseches Maizros, Perek Hei Mishnah Zayin, and Perek Hei Mishnah Ches. Says the Mishnah, Chorei HaNimalim Shelanu B'tzad HaArema HaChayeves. If we have grain kernels that are found in these little ant holes, little holes that have been created by ants, and the holes are right next to a pile of grain, specifically grain, as the Bartanura points out, that was not smoothed over, but because it's never going to get smoothed over, it's considered to be fully processed, and therefore it's obligated in Miser. So you have these little kernels of grain that are in the anholes next to a pile of grain that is Chayav in a Miser. Hari Elu Chayav, says the mission, these kernels of grain in the anholes are also Chayav, are also obligated in the overall Miser obligation. You have to separate Miser on behalf of these kernels as well. Sheyadua Shem Midavar Hagamer Hayugorin Kol Halayla, because it's known that the item right next to it was certainly required, and therefore what happened? The ants were probably dragging the kernels from the pile that were of obligated grain and bringing the kernels into their ant holes. But we can assume that the ant hole, that the grains in the ant holes initially came from the grain that was obligated in Miser, therefore you have to include the kernels of grain in the Miser obligation that you are separating. Continuing now with Perek Hei Mishnah Ches, the last Mishnah in the Masechta, we're going to begin by describing various types of produce, of crops, that are wild. As we learned in the first mission of the Masechta, wild produce are not obligated in Miser. It's only things that are protected, that are guarded, that are running, that you're protecting. Not anything that's wild. Says the Mishnah, Shum Bal Bechi, which is like a Lebanese garlic, Uvatzal Shel Rachpa, which is an onion of a place called Rachpa, Ugrisin Hakilakin, which is referred to as Cilician split beans. Again, I'm not familiar with any of these crops, but I did look at Art Scroll for the translations. V'ha Adashim HaMitzrios. Adashim are like lentils, and Mitzrios, they're from Mitzrayim. They're Egyptian lentils. So now all of these are example of wild crops that, as we'll see, you do not have to separate Miser from. Rabbi Meir says, Av HaKarkas, even Karkas, which is like a type of a cabbage. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Av HaKotnim, which is like a type of lentil. They also say that these types of crops are also considered wild, and therefore there's not going to be a Miser obligation. Says the Mishnah, Peturim min ha-Miseros. These crops are exempt from Miser, because again, they're wild, they're not guarded, and therefore there's no Miser obligation. And one more halacha, Vinil kachim mikol adam b'shviz. And you can purchase them, you can buy them from any person during the Shemitah year. Normally, we don't allow you to purchase crops and produce from someone who are concerned might have guarded their crops during Shemitah. During Shemitah, you have to let anyone come to your property and take whatever they want, and you're not allowed to guard it. So if there's someone that were concerned for whatever reason, guarded his property, protected his property, and didn't let people come and take the crops during Shemitah, you normally can't buy them from him. However, says the Mishnah, when it comes to all of these crops that we mentioned, we would allow you to buy them from such a person because we could assume they're wild crops, and therefore they were certainly not guarded because no one guards any of these crops. They're wild in the forest. Continuing now as we discuss other crops that are also not going to be obligated in Miser, but the reason for that is because they're considered to be non-edible seeds. Anything that's not edible also, as we learned in the first mission of the Masechta, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, anything not edible is also not obligated in Miser. Says the Mishnah, Zera Luf Ha'elyon, which is like a type of a non-edible onion seed. Zera Kereshim, the seeds of leeks. Zera Bitzalim, the seeds of onions. Zera Lefes, Utsunono, seeds of radishes and turnips. Ushar Zerona Gina She'ena Nechalim. And when it comes to any other type of seeds found in gardens that are not edible, that no one's going to be consuming, Piturim Min HaMaisros, they are exempt from Miser. Again, the Miser obligation only applies to those seeds, to those crops that are actually edible. Vinil Kachim Mikol Adam Bashvias, and you can purchase them from anyone during the Shemitah year, because also the halachos of Shemitah don't apply to anything that isn't edible. Only edible things are applicable, are included in the halachos of Shemitah. Finishes off the Mishnah, finishes off the Perek, and finishes off the Masechta. She'afal pi she'avihen truma, even though their fathers, quote unquote, are truma, even though the ultimate crop that produced these seeds, that was edible, that was truma, and the obligation of truma certainly applied to it. Hari elu ye'achlu, and normally whatever comes from truma is therefore going to be obligated in Maaser. But those are only things that are edible. But things that aren't edible are not included in the lachos of Truma, are not included in the lachos of Maaser, and you wouldn't have to separate Maaser for them. We only say that something that comes from something that was Truma is Truma if that which comes from it is edible as well. Quick review, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zion discussed the case of you have little kernels of grain in ant holes, and that those ant holes are next to a pile of grain that is obligated in separating Truma, in the separating Maaser. So we said that we can assume that the ants brought the kernels from the pile that was obligated into the ant holes, and therefore the kernels in the ant holes are obligated in Maaser. And then Perek Hey, Mishnah Ches began discussing a whole slew of crops that are not obligated in Maaser because they are wild produce, they're not protected, not guarded, and therefore there's no obligation of Maaser when it comes to them. We also said when it comes to these crops that are wild, they're also allowed to be bought from someone during the Shemitah year, even though normally you can't buy from someone who you might be suspicious might have guarded and protected them during Shemitah. Here we assume that these are wild crops, and therefore no one protected them, no one guarded them. And the next slew of crops given in the Mishnah were unedible seeds that certainly are not included in Maaser, because anything Maaser only applies to those that are edible, to those that are actually going to be eaten. And then the Mishnah added on as well that when it comes to non-edible crops, those also don't apply to Shemitah. That Shemitah, the lachos of Shemitah, don't apply to anything that is unedible, even though normally when it comes to Truma or Maaser, things that come from that, things that are created from the Truma, is also considered to be Truma. That's only when those seeds, when those crops, are actually edible. Have a great day. As we finish off Salik Maseches Maaseros, today.